Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Good morning. Slacky with you here. Happy Red Friday. The Chiefs are taking on the Miami Dolphins Sunday. And as we talk about every week in the NFL, I'm sure some Kansas City Chief will come away with the MVP game ball. And such is the case with the men and women of labor. And this morning, I'm very pleased to welcome back my partner from the Greater Kansas City Business Council. The business manager is Elise Martini. Elise, welcome.
Good morning, Slacker. Happy Friday.
Happy Red Friday to you, and you've got another new jersey
I'm
on.
I'm telling you, everyone loves me. I'm so blessed. I'm getting all these early Christmas presents.
Last week, we talked about your Chiefs jersey. You said you were looking for a few more, and it looks like you got another one.
I like it.
You know what? I mentioned this last week. I've been pretty blessed. I get to have two beautiful ladies in my studio again today. Tell us who we have as a guest this morning.
I didn't realize we're spoiling you 2 weeks in a row. You know, this week is an amazing gal that really was nominated not just by her local Operating Engineers 101, but she belongs to a Heartland Women in the Trades. It's a trades women group in Kansas City, and several of the girls nominated her just because of all of her passion and her always trying to recruit and be the better person to get more women in the trades. So Monica was nominated by her peers.
Well, first of all, Monica, welcome to the Slacker Morning Show.
Thank you. Nice to meet everyone.
We're going to talk to you just a second, just a little bit about you and your experience in the operators, Local 101. But Elise, for those listening this morning who might be interested in nominating somebody to be the MVP of the week, how can they do that?
Oh, absolutely. So you can actually call our office, which is 816-836-8485, or you can go to our website, which is BEYOUNION.com. That's BUnion.com. And on there, there's just an info box. We had a gal literally submit someone over the weekend and nominated someone. So you could just go to our website and nominate that way too.
Monica, tell us a little bit about your time with the Operators Local 101.
Well, I started in 2002 as an apprentice, and it's a 3-year apprenticeship. And how great are they? You get paid on the job training. I really wish that we promoted that to our young people as much as we do college. It's a great option for people who are suited to it. But I started my apprenticeship. I worked basically for the first 15 years mostly with bridge crews in the city, repairing and building new bridges for our lovely city. The last 5 years or so, I worked with Wilkerson Crane Rental Company, and that was great. Got to work on a lot of good projects, Children's Mercy Hospital. Most recently, I was at the airport, got a little bit of that. And I was offered a job at our training center as an instructor, so I've recently taken that. Looking forward to being able to teach and help our new and current members with their training for the job.
You work with our friend Stoney?
I do. He's the administrator at our training site, yes.
For those women who might be listening this morning who are interested in getting in the trades, what would you say to them?
If you're interested, find which trade you think fits you best and get a hold of the administrations running the program and apply. And apply again. Sometimes you don't get in the first time. I didn't. It just depends on the job needs and your experience and what's going on at the time, but just stick with it. It can be a very rewarding career, and it's a great way to support your family.
Outside your 18 plus years with the operators, what are some of the things that you'd like to do when you're not working?
Hang out with friends and family. I've got lots of family, and my husband and I like to travel. We haven't had the ability to travel too far just because of jobs requirements, but we take our dogs and pack up in the Jeep and go camping, just go sightseeing, see our beautiful country.
Do you have any kids?
I have one adult son. He's grown. He just recently got married on Halloween.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. It was a great little ceremony.
Well, Monica, one of the things that we spotlight every single week, the men and women of labor, we like to showcase them, those who have exhibited outstanding performance, and highlight some of the things that they're involved in, the things that they do. And we have the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades MVP Spotlight. Every week in the NFL, those individuals who exhibit great performance receive the game ball. And not only do we like to say thank you for your years within the Operators Local 101, we have a tangible way of saying thank you because we actually have the MVP game ball for you. So on behalf of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, Elise Martini, business manager, and all the folks listening to 101 The Fox, we want to say thank you and recognize you as this week's MVP. Monica, thank you.
Thank you so much.
for those who are listening who would like to find out about getting into the trades, Lise, how can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. There are actually goals in City of Kansas, Missouri for more females as well as minorities on the airport. So you can go to our website, which is beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com. All the trades are listed. You can kind of look at every one of their like little players cards on there, kind of like the NFL, and you can push what trades you're interested in, and then it gets sent to a processing, and then it goes to the actual apprenticeship programs, and they'll contact you.
Well, Monica, one of the things we like to ask every week, as I know you're a Chiefs fan, the Chiefs got a win at Arrowhead last week against the Donkeys. This week, we're playing the Dolphins. How do you think this game's going to play out?
Oh, they've got it. They've just been such a bright spot in this year that has otherwise been not so fun. It's great to see them doing well.
Well, I hope you're right. We'll look forward to seeing that game on Sunday. Monica Confer of the Operators Local 101, Elise Martini, the business manager of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council. We will be back next week with another great MVP. And ladies, thank you so much, and go Chiefs.
Thanks, Slacker.
Thank you.
Every game day, lock it in on 101 The Fox and leave it alone for the best classic rock in Kansas City. 101 The Fox.